Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios right here temporarily in Ohio. Today's topic is how to do affiliate marketing on YouTube. Stay tuned. All right, so hey, what's going on? I have an email that came in. Today's topic, we're going to talk about affiliate marketing, how you can do it successfully on YouTube. With YouTube marketing, okay, specifically. So let me get into the question and then we can dig in a little bit deeper into how to do this, okay? Hi, Ola. I've been studying a lot on self-branding and online sales. Self-branding. So when I came online for the first time in 2009, self-branding, you incorporated, brand yourself, be the leader, be a person of value in the marketplace. Those were big things. Today, it's a little toned down because obviously since then, a lot of opportunities have come online. People are now looking for quick money. They're back to quick money. Like before that, people join MLMs, people join top tier deals, and they look for quick money. But when companies like MLSP, when they came online in 2009, 2008-9, they started to teach self-branding, telling a story, build a self-brand, build a leadership brand, because people follow leaders, right? People kind of calmed down a little bit. And here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Some of the people that lasted long online that are still around today are people that are students of self-branding, self-leadership branding. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been studying self-branding, that's a good thing. Now, if you, on top of that, learn some sales tactics, learn some sales strategy, learning how to ask the proper quality questions in order to close a deal, in addition with self-branding, leading with value, attraction marketing, that's a very, very dangerous dangerous combination. You become unstoppable, okay, and you become a person that attracts money, okay? So kudos to you if you're studying self-branding and online sales. But he continues, so he says, I'm scared shitless, I'm scared of the camera. So now he's been studying it, but he's scared of camera. I'm looking at just a black dot on my phone right now. So I don't know why you're scared of a camera. I don't know why you're scared of a lens of a camera. All you have to do is look into the lens and just share what you're learning. Share what you've learned. Share what you're learning, right? So the formula is ILDT that I always share with you. Invest, learn, do, and teach. And when you teach, you learn twice, right? So if you remain a student of the game and you're sharing what you're learning, then if you think of it in terms of sharing, then there's no reason why you should be scared about the camera. There's no reason why you should be scared of a camera, because you're just sharing something you're passionate about. So again, provided you're passionate about it and you're sharing something that you are a student of, right, and you're passionate about it, it becomes very natural. Sometimes you don't start off natural because I can understand you can be maybe a little bit nervous here and there on front of a camera. I get it. But you got to get started, okay? So then that's the point where I get to and I tell you, you just got to get started, okay? Never mind that you're scared. Everyone is scared. I was just watching a video of Elon Musk saying that it's not like he's not scared. It's not like he doesn't have fear. We all do. It's just that some of us take action regardless. Some of us act in spite of fear. That's what separates the losers from the winners. Does that make sense? So he says, I'm scared of the camera. All the gurus are saying that I have to brand myself, and that's becoming an obstacle. So here's going to be a little twist. I'm going to share a little twist with you, okay? If it's becoming an obstacle, then I will step back, okay? I will step back, not quit on yourself, but I will step back and really, really make sure that you can't do it, okay? You want to make sure that it's absolutely something you can't do. But I'm telling you, if you can brand yourself, it gives you an edge over another person. But is that the end of the road? If you absolutely feel like I absolutely will not get on the camera. There are absolutely people like that. And that's what I wanna, that's actually the topic of this video, which is learning how to do affiliate marketing with YouTube. So I'm encouraging you, yes, you do wanna brand yourself, get on front of the camera, learn some new things and share it with the world and build a niche market around that. That's gonna give you an edge, okay, over a person that can't. However, if you absolutely feel like you don't belong in doing that, that you don't, you're absolutely not gonna do that, then it's not the end of the world, okay? So I'm not gonna tell you that it's absolutely, you can't make money if you don't do it. There are people that are making tons of money without putting their face on anything, okay? And that's the purpose of me, of this topic today. But he continues, all the gurus are saying that I have to brand myself and that's becoming an obstacle. So don't allow it to be an obstacle. What if I'm selling other people's products as an affiliate? Okay, so in case you're not familiar with affiliate marketing is very simple, okay? It means you don't create a product. It means this is not your product, but you grab a special link from a company that's selling a product to give you a special custom link just for you as an affiliate. And when you sell, when you bring people through that link, if you send traffic through that link and people purchase, they track commissions back to you. It records commission for you. That's how you make money. They can pay anywhere from 10% up to 100% commissions. So it's like you're just becoming a salesperson online, but you're not necessarily selling. You're just driving traffic through a special link. That's affiliate marketing if you don't know what affiliate marketing is, right? So this person is saying, what if I'm selling other people's product as an affiliate? He's just an affiliate. He's just going to sell the product. He's going to figure out how he's going to get the right type of traffic and leads in front of that special link he gets, special affiliate link he gets as an affiliate from a company that's selling the product, right? So he wants to know, can he just do that with YouTube video? Can I use, so he hands it here, say, can I use YouTube marketing to do that? And would you mind sharing a workflow for that? All right, great. So like I said, as an affiliate marketer, you create an account. A lot of time it's free. Sometimes there are companies that charge you a fee for being an affiliate. If it's legal or not, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Bottom line is that you can make commissions off of other people's product by simply sending traffic through the link. Okay? So the workflow is this. Okay? If you were doing that, I would not just send traffic through a link. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now. So yes, absolutely, you can use YouTube videos, okay? As a matter of fact, I think it's called Content Samurai. It's either Content Samurai or Video Samurai. I'll put a link right down below in the description box of where you can create videos that doesn't have to be your face. Attractive and engaging videos. You can create, I think it's like $10 a month, something like that. Try it out. I think they have a free trial. And you can create videos on YouTube that's compelling enough for people to watch, and they can at the end of it go to a link to purchase your affiliate product, a special link that's designated for you, right? It's a customized link for your name, for your account, where you make commissions for simply doing that. So absolutely it's possible, and that's the workflow I just shared with you. Record videos of value, okay? Teach something cool, learn something cool about the niche of the product that you're trying to sell, and create a bunch of topics. Come up with different topics surrounding questions that people already have, right? Questions surrounding problems that people encounter in this arena, and create answers for it. You're seeing me doing it right now. I'm doing it right now with you, right? I'm creating an answer to a question, right? Do Q&As, question and answers. Just give a ton of value. At the end of it, you give a call to action for people to go to a special link for more information, okay? So when they go to that special link, if they decide to purchase, you make money as an affiliate marketer, and you can do that all day long. What you want to do is you want to create a ton of videos, but not in one day. You create one per day, maybe once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe three times, whatever you can do that's comfortable for you, depending on your lifestyle right now, depending on the niche you're in. You just want to make sure you're doing it periodically and you are consistently putting out videos. Those videos will continue to work for you long after you're done recording and uploading them and publishing them, right? Now, what I'm going to tell you right now is you're better off optimizing those videos for the search engines, okay? That means when people search for certain terms, you want your videos to pop up in the search engines of either YouTube or Google or Yahoo or Bing, any of the search engines. And you want to learn how to do search engine optimizations for your YouTube video, okay? So that your video becomes evergreen and continue to work for you. What do you think I'm doing here, right? That's exactly what we do on this channel. We'll continue to put video that help people, and eventually some of them, a percentage of them, become a customer, and we help serve them even more, and we make money from that. And we help, that helps us keep the lights on, okay? All right, so that's the model right there. You record a video value, you send that link to an affiliate link. Now, just sending it directly to an affiliate link, you can do that and just build your subscriber base on YouTube. But I actually personally like to build a list, okay? So you can build a list by offering something of value to the audience that are watching your videos. And you can give them a link, and that link takes them to a place where they enter their email address before they land on the affiliate link, right? That's actually selling the product. Why do I do that? Because then I capture their email. When I capture their email, I'm able to follow up with them automatically and by email broadcast and things like that, okay? So the formula there is you create, you capture, you convert. Create, capture, convert. So you create content, okay, on YouTube using, again, the tool that I'm gonna share with you, okay? And then you capture capture contact information, email address, phone numbers, for text messages, anything you can capture so you can continue to follow up with people, because an average person will not buy from you on the first encounter, not the second, not the, an average person will buy, an average buyer actually buy after the seventh encounter with you, okay? So you just want to pay attention to that. That's why you want to capture the contact information, because if you're not capturing, you're losing a lot of people back into the world, and then you have to pay money or record another video, or another video have to capture them before they capture. So the idea is to capture contact information. You're capturing the audience, you're capturing their attention, okay? And the third thing is you want to convert. You want to convert them to a lead, and then convert them to sales. And all of that stuff, if you're giving value up front, converting to sales should be effortless. It shouldn't be a hard thing to do. And that's the workflow right there for you. If you have any questions and you want more details about that, you simply want to go through my free masterclass. You can reserve a seat with the link that you see on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind. Give me a thumbs up if you like this content, you want to share with the team members. Go ahead and share with your team members, share it on your social media. If you have thoughts around this topic and you have, or you have questions, please leave it in the comment box right below this video, and I would love to see your thoughts about this topics, okay? Thank you very much for hanging out. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.